Connor, maybe the day after, you obviously had one of the best seats in the house last night. What'd you think of Lauren's performance?
It was phenomenal. You know, he's playing with a lot of energy and a lot of confidence right now. You know, it's fun to watch, and you can see him practice. He's working hard, and, you know, I'm pumped for him.
Why does he fit in so well with this group? I know, obviously, he knew you, but, I mean, why do you think he's fit in so well and been able to play at such a high level when he's been called upon?
Well, playing at that high level helps you fit in anywhere. So he's got all the confidence, and guys kind of feed off that. And I don't know, he works hard, and, you know, his habits are good, and guys kind of enjoy that.
What's it been like for you to get this couple extra days to kind of maybe reset or work on some technical things?
You know, it's nice. Anytime you get away and get some goalie skates in, it's huge because it gets your mind right, and it gets your game where it needs to be. And, you know, I'm going to use this and continue to build forward. And, you know, we're just over halfway, so it's a lot of hockey to be played.
And you had 7 starts in a row. I mean, how are you feeling about where your body's at this point of the year?
My body's actually not too bad. Had a nice 2-day break and then got another one last night. So, you know, I'm actually I'm feeling pretty good and ready to go.
Do you feel, Connor, that your game is where you want it to be at this point in the season, or there's room for improvement?
I don't know. I like a lot of things. I mean, I got a lot of wins, and we're in first place. All right? That's correct? Okay, making sure. So I like a lot of things with it. So I don't want to say it's perfect because it's not going to be perfect till playoffs come around. And then I want to make sure that stays that way. I want to peak at the right time.
Was there any element? I mean, obviously, you want to play all the big games. Is there any element of surprise that you didn't get the call against Vegas yesterday?
Yeah, there was a little one. Definitely one that I would like because Western Conference, and, you know, didn't end well for us last year. And, you know, that's an easy game to get going in. But, you know, I'm not going to question the coach. He makes the calls, and I'm going to be prepared when my name's called.
How about tomorrow? Obviously, he kind of said after the game that Lauren saw enough yesterday. So the chance to play Nashville, obviously, in a building that probably is pretty special for you from last year's run.
Yeah, you know, I like that building. I like the rink. I like the ice. And the fans, they always heckle you. That's awesome, I guess. I don't know. It's going to be a fun one.
As a guy who played college hockey, I mean, do you enjoy those kind of – it's more of a kind of a collegiate atmosphere with the chants and all those things. I mean, do you enjoy that, or?
Absolutely. I just don't think you get it as much anymore. So when you get into a building like that, it's an experience.
You get anybody coming on the trip?
Yeah, I got my dad.
What's that going to be like?
You know, he's so excited for it. He knew about the trip before I did, and that's how I knew he was a perfect fit. So, or I couldn't get out of it. No, I'm just kidding. No, he's going to enjoy every second of it. He just loves seeing what we do and, you know, just kind of being part of it.
What does it mean for you to kind of have the opportunity to pay him back a little bit for coming on something like this?
Well, it means everything. I just want to make sure that he gets the full coverage of it. He sees what we do, and, you know, there's never a dull moment for him, and that's the best I could give him. Yeah.
Was he the guy that got you to play goal, Connor, or was that all on you?
I think that was all on me. I don't think any parent really wants their kid to be a goaltender. Gear is too expensive, pucks hurt, so on and so forth. But he was just so supportive through my entire life. And, you know, when I made that career choice, there was no hindrance and there was nothing holding me back.